Proskurikov observed that the bomb had not only wrenched away the turret, but had blown a hole the size of a bathtub in the floor of the driving compartment. In spite of the grim predictions Proskurikov made, loudly and to anyone who would listen regarding his future, he received no reprimand. In fact, he was commended for having the forethought to evacuate his crew as a safety precaution in the night. This earned him two more medals, the Order of Glory, second class, and a coveted Order of the Red Banner, as well as command of a new tank. In addition to the impressive row of medals that he wore, even when riding into combat, Proskurikov had now begun to exhibit some of the quirks of those whose longevity had earned them a place more meaningful than any rank or decoration. One such eccentricity was a heavy leather jacket, which he had peeled from the back of a Hungarian tank man, whom he found sitting cross-legged against a tree, dead and frozen solid, back in the winter of 1942. There was no way to remove this jacket from the ice-bound man, so Proskurikov picked up the corpse and tied it to the back of the tank. There the Hungarian sat for days, his eyes filled with snow and hands folded like a Buddha in his lap, until a warm snap in the weather thawed him out, and Proskurikov was at last able